Did you know it was Sex Week, the second annual Sex Week at the University of Tennessee, early March? Did you know this? I didn't know this. No one tells me this cool stuff. But we'll talk about today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, Sex Week, and some of the narcissistic leftists that are behind this that think everyone is interested in their sex lives. Trust me, we're not. We don't care. We don't want to see you naked. We've seen most leftists and most feminists. We really do not want to see them naked. Trust me on that, folks. Come back with me.
It's been so long, long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways. Changed my ways. Set out across that way, strike them down to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't.
And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought, the Sex Week at University of Tennessee edition. An annual event taking note of the narcissism of the left and their crazy sexual antics, those perverted little leftists. Here's the story via campus reform. The University of Tennessee, a public school, has announced the schedule for its second annual Sex Week, complete with lectures on orgasms as a political act. Wait, what? What's political about an orgasm? I mean, really? People actually are having sex, have an orgasm, and think political thoughts? Boy, if you're thinking about Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid while you're having sex, or John Boehner, you get some issues I can't help you with, folks. Those serious problems there. If those images are going through your head as you're reaching climax, you're in deep trouble. And, of course, they'll cover hands-on style masturbation. One event is called Get Wet, exploring the connections between sexual pleasure, health, and advocacy. That one will ask students, when is an orgasm a political act? When is a lube a tool of the revolution? What lube and what revolution? French Revolution, American Revolution, some other revolution I haven't heard about? Why? Where do leftists get this from? Everything's about advocacy or social justice, environmental justice, this justice, that justice, which are all just code words for communism, basically. And an excuse for little leftists to say, look at me, look at me, look at me, because they're all such narcissistic little bastards. And ultimately, that's what this is about. The event description promises that host Megan Andalou, sounds like a former porn star or a sausage maker. Oh, that's Andouille sausage, forget it. Megan Andalou will demonstrate how three components of sexuality, pleasure, health, and advocacy, flow into one another as we explore a variety of topics centered on reproductive justice and sexual freedom. Reproductive justice now. A new kind of justice, aka communism. Reproductive communism. And I'm sure by reproductive justice, they mean killing your baby in the womb. Begin advocacy. Sex is just sex. Here's a newsflash, Megan. you ignorant slut. College kids have been having sex for, well, since college kids started going to college. That's just the way it is. They don't need help on how to pleasure themselves, how to have sex, how to hook up, how to do this, how to do that. They've got enough to think about and worry about without advocacy. They advocate for something? I think you're a college kid. You're trying to have sex. The question's going through your head. Well, I mean, when I was in college, questions going through my head were usually, who the hell gets tied up this time? Where are the blindfold? Where's my fly swatter? What'd I do with my favorite hockey mask? And how the hell did that ferret get in the room again? Those were always the questions. It wasn't about advocating or advocacy or reproductive justice. Give me a break. The event will also inform students which sexual health issues are involved in backdoor loving. Again, some things are private. Okay, leftists, some things are between you. Some things are best left between consenting adults in the privacy of their own home. No one else really wants or needs to know. Okay? Not even Rick Santorum, who thinks he does somehow. See, I just had to take a shot at my least favorite Republican not named Mike Huckabee. Folks, again, this is the left's narcissism coming forward. They can't just seek tolerance. They can't just live their lives and be left alone and be content. They've got to stick it in your face. And I guarantee you, were you to attend these events at the University of Tennessee, Sex Week number 2, in early March, you would find a redefinition of something. Remember Seinfeld said there was good naked and bad naked? I guarantee you the feminist and radical nutcases that are going to be taking part in these courses, they should never, ever be naked. Good naked, bad naked, this will be worse naked. These are people who are physically unattractive. Guarantee you're not going to see any hot college co-eds running around or hot college studs. You're not going to see that. You're going to see freak shows. These people were to attend, go to a nudist colony. The people in the news colony would tell them to dress or get the hell out. Believe me, no one wants. Have you ever seen pictures of the hippie, naked hippie bike ride in San Francisco? Those people are the kind of people you'd see at Sex Week at the University of Tennessee. No one wants to see that. No one. But let's talk about more. There's more. Why should you care about sex workers' rights? And how can you defend your own sexual freedom through self-love? I didn't know I had to defend my sexual freedom. Again, there is no war on sexual freedom in America. No one in America really gives a rat's you-know-what about your sex life. Get over yourself. Again, they're leftists, they're narcissists. They can't get over themselves. They're obsessed with them, and you've got to be obsessed with them, or you're an intolerant hater. There will also be an event hosted by a porn actress. Gee, who saw this coming? Named Tristan Taramino, I believe is how you pronounce the young lady's name. She will answer questions like, can porn be ethical? Can porn be ethical? Who cares what's ethical? People don't watch porn and say, wow, that's a good moral message there. That's ethical. Rewind that. Rewind it again. Yeah, baby, right there. That's ethical. Come here, baby. No one watches porn for that reason. And whether or not I watch porn, that's none of your business, you perv. Okay? Not going there. Ethical porn. Also, what is good porn? Well, that's totally subjective, isn't it? What is good porn? Well, I mean, funny porn, obviously midgets would be involved. And I know I'm going to get the Midget Porn Actors Association of America after me or something, but it is, it's funny. Sorry, little people doing it, funny. But good porn, I mean, you know, hot lesbian shower scenes? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, not that I have any preferences or anything. But, I mean, good porn, I guess, is subjective. Why does it have to be? Why can't people be left alone in what they enjoy or don't enjoy? Again, the left can't do that. They have to drag you to their level and make you like them. Narcissism. Taramino's film experience. You got to get some background on this lady. Okay. Includes acting and producing credits for House of Ass. Yes, she acted and produced that film that apparently dismissed the Oscar list. And directing credits for Expert Guide to Handjobs for Men and Women in Chemistry for the Orgy Edition. You know, I actually missed Orgy Edition 4. Or the Orgy Edition 4, yeah. Or Chemistry 4, the Orgy Edition. I count the first three, but number 4, I just... This was burned out. That fourth movie in the set never is any good. Taramina will also host a Q&A session. Q&A does still mean question and answer in this case. It's not some new sexual position or anything. To answer any question you have about sex, sexuality, and gender. What's to ask about gender? There's, what, 5 of them now, according to the left? At least 5, probably? I don't know. There's another event. It will be called We Can't Stop. Orgasms and Masturbation. This course asks, how do you masturbate? I don't know if that's a, we want to know how you do it, or we want to know how to do it so we can do it too. I don't know. Do you really think college kids need instruction on this? They, by the time they're in college, they probably get at least 7-8 years experience, at least. It also promises that Dr. Lindsay Doe will give us all a hand on this often frustrating topic. If you're frustrated by that act, you have real problems. You've got real problems, okay? I don't think I need to say any more. I want to, but I just can't. I can't. I might offend the more sensitive people in my audience in my attempt to be humorous and funny. Other events will include My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard, an aphrodisiac cooking class. Aphrodisiac cooking class. Is that like the new holiday that men have been trying to get going for years? In lieu of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day can be for women. But men need their own Valentine's Day. And this talk of an aphrodisiac cooking class made me realize that drive is still alive to keep the men's version of Valentine's Day, the hope for that holiday going. It's called Steak and a Blowjob Day, by the way. Just throwing that out there, ladies. Drop It. There's another course called Drop It Like It's Hot Sex Week Dance Class. Because, well, I don't know. It does remind me of a joke, though, about Baptists. If I can offend Rick Santorum fans, might as well go for the Baptists, too. You know why Baptists don't dance? Or why Baptists do not have sex standing up? They're afraid someone in the parish will see them and think they're dancing. I have Methodist jokes, Presbyterian jokes. I'm just not going to tell them right now. Okay, so don't think I don't like Baptists. I love the Baptist church. I'm half Baptist. Also half Methodist. My great grandmother family was Methodist. My great-grandfather's family was Baptist in northern Georgia. And because the Baptists played musical instruments, the Methodists didn't want my great-grandmother dating or seeing or marrying my great-grandfather. So they eloped. She ran away from home, eloped, and offended the good Methodists in northern Georgia and married a Baptist who played musical instruments and danced. I guess the Methodist church was actually more hardline then than the Baptists were. It's kind of flipped since then. But enough about my family history. This event, the University of Tennessee Sex Week Edition 2, they made headlines last year by spending $20,000 on events including a golden condom scavenger hunt, and lectures by a sexologist titled Big Orange and Big... I'm not going to fill in that blank. You do it yourself, Purves. And how many licks does it take? Perverts. Now, a Sex Week organizer did defend this event earlier this month, saying that they are necessary. Why would you think Sex Week would be necessary? Think like a leftist. It don't hurt your head, but do it. Think like a leftist. What would Sex Week do? We know Sex Week really is just about leftists saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. But what do they think it will it'll help with? They say it's necessary to reduce sexual assault. Because apparently, unless a bunch of freakishly ugly hippie feminists and hippie freaks at the University of Tennessee can get together and take off their clothes, maybe, maybe not, I don't know, hopefully not, and talk about masturbatory justice or whatever the hell they talk about, more sexual assaults will take place somehow. Nikki Hackenbrack, who's a board member of the Sexual Empowerment and Awareness at Tennessee, wrote a piece for the Daily Beacon, the college newspaper, earlier this month. In order to combat rape culture, we have to stop the sexual repression, because less sexual oppression leads to less sexual violence. No, throwing around terms like rape culture, sexual repression, and sexual oppression, Nikki, leads to you becoming an idiot feminist. And that's all it leads to. You self-centered child. Again, University of Tennessee receives state and federal tax dollars. Sex Week will run from March 2nd through March 7th. I'm not going to attend. I wouldn't if I could. Maybe Robert Stacey McCain of the Other McCain will attend. I bet he could get some good quotes for some angry Sex Week attendees or horny Sex Week attendees. I don't know. Maybe they're angry and horny. Anyway, folks, this isn't about sex. This is about the left's obsession with themselves. Whatever they are, whatever they identify as, you can't just say, okay, whatever, good for you, happy trails, see you later. No, you've got to embrace it, and you've got to accept it yourself, or you're a hateful hater. That's the way the left gets things done. They try to intimidate everybody into embracing their identity, whatever that identity is, racial or gender or sexual orientation, whatever. That's how the left does it. When they speak of tolerance, it's not acceptance, it's not live and let live, it's you will embrace my lifestyle and celebrate it or else. I will call you a hateful hater. And again, this is an example of that. And there's some funny stuff, some humorous stuff. These people are sick and twisted, I think, in many ways. But when you look past the humor and the perverse logic these people use, you understand that they really are obsessed with you obsessing over them. They really have issues. It's sad. And I hope they get some type of help with their issues and their reproductive justice issues. Oh, the left, will they ever stop? Will they ever reach a point where they reach the bottom of the pit of depravity? Will they ever reach the bottom of the pit of narcissism? I doubt it. Anyway, this is Doug Hay for the Daily Gator blog. We will talk to you later. Take care, my friends.